At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Okay. Oh, my God. All right, I'm back. So if you're watching this show and it's on Facebook or YouTube, it's time for you to go. The rest of it is on Twitch. You go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and then just search at Eric Zane Live. And then the rest of the show is there. If you follow me on there, it'll let you know when I go live. So you can kind of do it that way. And then it's all part of my process of getting folks who watch on Facebook and YouTube over to Twitch. You have to fill out a username or a handle if you want a name so that you can talk with the other members of the chat. The chat is really the only way that I can communicate with people on the show. And the chat has turned out to be a great, great thing over time. It's taken a long time to get it to where we needed it to be. But it's been fantastic as of late. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Anyway, go to twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Couple more things that I need to button up. That is the Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can sign up for 7 days free. It's its own platform, completely separate and different to what I do here. That is the home of the Big Fraud Book Club. It's the home of the daily Patreon bonus, Lost Zane Recordings, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, Who Are These Free Beers, Something to Listen to While I'm Away. These are all things that get updated regularly, not to mention a vast archive of a number of other shows that have come and gone, like Who Are These Justins. I don't want to say Who Are These Zanes is gone, but definitely something that we need to touch on more is Who Are These Zanes. But it's easier and, in my opinion, more fun to do Who Are These Free Beers. You can only spend so much time doing new shows, you know. But we try to give you a lot. I try to give you a lot on Patreon. $5 a month is for all of the audio. $10 a month is the audio, the video, and the live streams. First crack at new material. And the Zooms that we do, where people join me for live shows like the book club and like the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. It's all at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. How about that? Sign up for 7 days free and check it out. No chance, no obligation for you. You're not going to be charged if you don't want to. Just cancel it before the 7 days is done and then off you go. Jeremy writes, I've never done virtual pinball, but I'm considering a machine so I can practice at home. Real pinball machines are fucking expensive. I can't imagine how much you have to play to become ranked. Jeremy is actually a ranked pinball player in the world. Now, I think he revealed that he is number 8,650 or something like that in yesterday's broadcast. He went head-to-head with the 800th ranked player in the world and beat him. So he's fired up about that. Are there people that actually make money as being a professional pinball player? You can be a professional pinball player. It's got to be like a league or something like that. There can't be somebody who actually makes money, right? I mean, why not? There are people who make tons of money on video games. Which, by the way, whenever I see people playing video games and they're like pros or they're on like a team for like a school, when the schools get together and they have the kids like be a team and they compete with other schools, I just can't get past that. It just kills me. I just see them getting all wound up about the goddamn video games, and I'm like, ugh. Can't do it. It's the same thing as the kids who are on the the robotics team . There's something going on there. It's like, there's no doubt that these kids are all brilliant and they're going to make cash one day. But I can't get behind that. Like if somebody's, thank God, none of my kids are like, hey, Dad, I'm on the robot team. I'm like, God, no. I would rather you get suspended for smoking pot in the bathroom than be on the robotics team. I cannot support you in this. Tyler says, if Aquinas has an e-sports team, maybe Easy can coach them if the teaching gig goes well. No, I don't want any part of that. All right, anyway, I'm kicking these folks out. Thank you for being here. I think only Facebook was running, but whatever the hell. Okay. Thank you, as always, to the sponsors. Today, we salute Berlin Raceway. You can find them at berlinraceway.com. You can get tickets for races. This weekend, they got races. 11:59 Friday, you can get tickets up for $15. That's a great price. 15 and under, get in free. The parking is free. You can bring in all your own snacks, all your own drinks, as long as they're not alcoholic and there's no glass. The cooler or the bag must be 12 by 18 or smaller. That's not too much to ask. If you do want booze, they have booze, but you got to get it there. You're like, Easy, what is that noise? That's just the mic. Sorry. Anyway, berlinraceway.com for tickets. I will be there on August 23rd. That's going to be a busy weekend because we got the pinball orgy on Friday and then the races on Saturday. At that race event, we will be kicking off a brand new series called Uninformed Track Announcer. Normally, these guys are on the grandstand commenting on the races. I go up there, the race starts, they hand me the mic. They go, all right, do the race announcing. Now, when the cars whip around, it's hard to hear the announcer if the cars are on the front stretch. So then they get halfway around, and then you start making your comments. Now, I don't know shit about these race car drivers or the cars that they're driving or anything for that matter. So the idea of Eric Zane, uninformed track announcer, is spectacular. There'll be a standing room only crowd for this, as this is how this is going to go. Oh, look at number four. Oh, that guy sucks. Oh, my God. I can't believe he just did that. Oh, he's terrible. He's dead. Really, really poor job there. Oh, God. Get in the gas, dummy. That's how this is going to go with EZ's uninformed track announcer segment at the August 23rd Saturday races at Berlin Raceway. Alan, with a great question. Would you rather have a school shooter or a robotics kid? I would rather have a robotics kid than a school shooter. That's a ridiculous question for you to even ask. Jeremy says that there's a kid who plays pinball at his home bar, who was 32nd in the world, He's 13 years old. He finished 22nd in the World Championship Tournament in Austria. Okay, so if you're that good, how much money does that kid make? That's all I'm concerned about. I mean, if I, as a dad, had to choose between pinball, video games, or robotics, on a coolness level, I think pinball is the top. They're all pretty bad. But if I had to have my kid either in robotics or on the esports team, I think I'm going to go with robotics. So, pinball, robotics, and then esports. I'm not so sure I can get behind anything esports related. And I don't know, that might be like my own trauma that I've yet to work out. And that may have had something to do with the interaction that I had with my beloved son, Jim, when he informed me that he would rather not go to college. And I said, well, what are you going to do? He says, I am going to be a professional video game player on Twitch. And at that time, I had no idea what Twitch was. I go, what is Twitch? He says, well, that's where you go. This is what I do, Dad. I sit down. There's a camera there. I say, go live. I push go live. And then I start playing video games. There's a camera on me, and then they can watch my gameplay. And then by the end of that video gameplay session, I'm a millionaire. That's how easy this is. And I'm like, okay. So with a disgusted face, I turned around and walked away. And then he said, will you buy me a PlayStation whatever? And I said, yes. So I get disgusted, and then I enable. Yes, I will. I will buy you that. And then you can start your career as a professional video gamer. I don't know how long that lasted. I think it was a short run in that career field. Megan is here. Thank God. Robotics or breakdancing? Like if your kid was in I would take breakdancing over robotics any day of the week. Tyler says, quote, will you buy me a PlayStation with my refunded astronomy class tuition money? Piano Fingerbanger says he was robotics kid. Megan has two kids, and the oldest one is not robotics kid. He's a baseball kid. Baseball kids are pretty cool. And I think that's a good thing. I mean, if you have baseball kid, outside of having to travel all over the place for the stupid baseball games, it's still pretty cool. I see that Maureen has offered a happy birthday wish to Megan. Okay, there you go. And I think Linda had a birthday too not long ago. You are all getting old. You are all catching me. I'm getting younger somehow. I don't know how that's possible. Now there's all these birthday wishes. Maureen, do you see what you started? No one really cares that it's Megan's birthday except Megan. Bob says, I'll be officially old on Thursday. Cole says, did Jim fulfill his dream of playing video games professionally? No. All right, Molly says, we care easy about birthdays. All right, fine, if you say so, but you shouldn't. All right, anyway. Let's move on. Oakland Auto detail. These guys are great. If you want your car looking brand new, call upon Oakland Auto Detail in West Michigan. Call or text 616-510-3470. Oakland Auto Detail, 616-510-3470. Please follow them on Facebook. If you look them up on Facebook right now, Oakland Auto Detail, like them, follow the page so you can watch the videos that get uploaded daily. They work on one car every day. That's it. One car. You can be next in line. Go to Oakland Auto Detail, 616-510-3470. 616-510-3470. Text, say, Easy sent me. I want my car looking brand new. What do I have to do? They will take care of you. Thank you. Excuse me. Talked about Pinball Land. They are in Rockford, Michigan. Pinball Land is at pinball-land.com. If you want to see what types of games that they have, they have all the racing games. They have all the dancing games, like Dance Dance Revolution. They have all these stand-up arcade games, old school. They even have this horseshoe throwing game that's a lot of fun. And all the pinball, too. Pinball-land.com, right in Rockford, Michigan. You give them $9, you play for an hour, unlimited. You can play to your heart's content. You give them $15, you play for 2 hours. $20 all day. You can bring in booze, but not from home. The Rockford Outdoor Area Recreation Association, RORA. This is a holdover from COVID. You go into any one of the joints in Rockford that serve booze, say, I want it in a RORA cup. They fill the cup full of booze. Then you stumble across the street. Hopefully you don't get hit by a fucking car. Fall into Pinball Land. Put your booze down and play pinball. That's what we are going to do August 22nd at Pinball Land. All right. Lots of birthday talk. Oh, my God. Now, everybody's getting happy birthdays. Okay, well, whatever. Have at it. I want to get into the story about the former pastor who's from here, and he wandered over to Maryland, and I don't know if perhaps he wandered over there because they had more attractive kids, but this pastor is accused of sexually abusing kids. He was arrested and taken to Maryland because they said he had sex with kids. That's what cops are saying. And he used to be involved with a church just up the road here, not far at all from where I am. I always get excited when I hear the good news that the next great sexual predator of children is a Christian, a white Christian man. Rebecca says, again, not a drag queen. I keep waiting for one of these drag queens to molest a child, but they never do. How come we keep hearing from the Christians that the drag queens are going to rape the children? They don't, and then the Christians rape the kids. That is such an about face. If you don't want to get raped, you need to hang out with drag queens. That's what I'm learning here. How come all the Christians who say we need to stop the drag queens raping kids rape kids. Shit. All right, let's unpack this one.
With multiple sex crimes against children in Maryland, has ties to a Comstock Park church.
13 on Your Side was contacted about Thomas Pinkerton back in March.
13 on Your Side's Kelly Lichter has been following this story for months. And Kelly, what have you found?
Kelly Lichter is doing the story about the guy having sex with kids. Okay. All right, fine. Kelly Lichter checking in. It could be worse. Her name could be Kelly Had Sex With Kids.
Listen, Kelly, what have you found?
Juliet Pinkerton, who is no longer associated with the Comstock Park Church, has been under investigation since last year, but was arrested.
Kelly Lichter, goddammit.
Just this week.
Tori Grunwell started going to the New Chapel Church in Comstock Park in 2020. She was childhood friends with and a housekeeper for the church's pastor.
Always been able to reach out to them, you know, with concerns and that kind of stuff until recently. And then...
God, you'd think that if you're going to be on TV, you would have washed your hair.
When I started making my concerns known, they stopped responding to me.
Grunwell came to 13 on Your Side in March of this year, expressing concerns about a member of the church, a different pastor, Thomas Tommy Pinkerton.
He was one of the youth group leaders and the treasurer of our church on the board since the beginning of the start of this church 10 years ago. He's been very active in our church as a youth pastor. And being a traveling evangelist.
According to screenshots taken from the church's website in March, Pinkerton was listed as the church's treasurer. He is not anymore, and his recorded messages have been scrubbed from their website. Oh. Pinkerton was one of her son's youth leaders, and she was already uncomfortable by his actions at the church.
Went out of his way during services to point out my son and talk about how anointed he was and the face of God is upon him and all of these really faith-based things coming out of his mouth to my son.
She said,
well, what's wrong with that? It sounded like he was just being nice.
She contacted.
Hold on a second. Did that kid's son, was he touched? Am I missing something here?
Of the start of this church 10 years ago. He's been very active in our church as a youth pastor. And being a traveling evangelist.
According to screenshots taken from the church's website in March, Pinkerton was listed as the church's treasurer. He is not anymore, and his recorded messages have been scrubbed from their website. Pinkerton was one of her son's youth leaders, and she was already uncomfortable by his actions at the church.
Went out of his way during services to point out my son and talk about how anointed he was, okay, and the face of God is upon him, and all of these really faith-based things coming out of his mouth to my son.
She said she
So that's the good stuff, right? I mean, if someone says, EZ, you are anointed by God, I'd be like, thank you. I know I am.
Contacted multiple people in the church about the allegations.
In that conversation, they told me it was true and that they just kept asking how I knew. They wanted to know the people who told me and how this information got out.
But as she kept pressing for answers, she says she was kicked out of the church and blocked by people she considered her church family.
I'm just praying that all the truth comes out and that anybody who has been betrayed in this receives the answers that they deserve for our kids.
Grunwell has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge for threatening the lead pastor at New Chapel, which she said was because she wasn't getting answers. For months, 13 on Your Side has looked into Pinkerton trying to find arrest records. And
boy, that he just looks like one.
Till this week, when Pinkerton was arrested in Georgia and extradited to Maryland. Pinkerton is charged in Baltimore County with multiple counts of child abuse, assault, sexual abuse of a minor, and sexual offense. The investigation into Pinkerton started in October of last year, when multiple men came forward expressing they were abused by Pinkerton while a part of his youth group in Maryland between 2006 and 2010. The men claimed Pinkerton had a group of minor boys known as favorites, with the victims claiming Pinkerton would sexually assault them primarily at his home in Maryland. Often, as the court documents claim...
Again, what parent allows kid to hang out with the pastor at his house? It's the same parents who let golf happen in the front yard.
specifying
of the neighbors
it with religion. In a statement to 13 on Your Side, New Chapel Church said, "We were heartbroken to hear of these serious allegations that occurred in Baltimore, Maryland nearly 20 years ago, and communicated the situation to our church family after severing all ties with the accused several months back. Our prayers and continued cooperation are toward justice for the victims." Detectives do believe there may be more victims of Pinkerton's abuse who have yet to come forward. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Baltimore County Crimes Against Children Unit. At this time, Pinkerton is not charged with any crimes in Michigan. Pinkerton's attorney told 13 on Your Side Pinkerton denies the allegations and anxiously awaits his day in court and believes a jury will exonerate him of all charges. In the newsroom, I'm Callie Lichter, 13 on Your Side.
Okay.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
So I guess it remains to be seen if this guy is guilty. You know, guilty. Excuse me, innocent till proven guilty. Sorry about that. I'm going to assume, though, that he is guilty. But he is innocent until proven guilty. I guess what gets me is how often we hear about stories about like this. Kids and religion. It goes kids, religion, sex crimes. They just go hand in hand. All those things. So goddamn common. It's remarkable to me. I often think of myself as one of the biggest hypocrites of all time because of my years supporting the Catholic Church, despite knowing of all of the horrible things that had gone on there. Black Belt Nick writes, "Shit like this upsets me. I want to teach my son about spirituality, but hate organized religion because of things like this." Correct. I don't know how religion survives, frankly. Organized religion. I don't understand how it's a thing. Nearly every one of them has something glaring that is just a deal breaker. It could be something like what I just talked about. It could be like, you know, some of these organizations, these religious organizations around here and the all the discrimination that takes place. It's like, how are you okay with that? Becca Shea writes, "Did you hear that Trump wants to lower the marrying age to 14? Piano Finger Banger says, "Wait, what?" Rebecca says, I'm sorry, Megan says, "Yeah, I heard that too." And then she says, "Not Trump per se. There's a congressman who wants to do it in his state." All right, I don't know if that's Trump. I mean, he might be okay with that. Trump might actually be okay with that. But how are you the guy that, you know, hey, he's talking to his fellow congressman. Hey, what are you working on? Well, I'm trying to make it so that the roads are redone. How about you? Well, yeah, I'm working on trying to make it so that we can marry 14-year-olds. How do you say that with a straight face? And how is it that that guy is an elected official and then people are like okay with that? Jeremy says there's also a Republican lawmaker who is trying to lower the age of consent because their relative is in trouble for raping a 14-year-old. Okay, I might do that. I might actually do that. Any port in a storm, try to get it so that the relative... I'm kidding. I wouldn't allow that to happen. I can't even get behind that. Jeremy says Utah, I think. All right, there's a lot of not knowing on these stories, but it does sound like something that's interesting, without a doubt. I want to get into the... Thank you, Ben Glaze. The latest football team to hire dudes as cheerleaders. The Minnesota Vikings are in on this. Now, when I first saw this, I thought, all right. I mean, like a lot of times if you see like on the sidelines of like a college football game, you see the guys who have those big, they like speak into one end and their voice gets real loud. It's like a big cone. Go team, rah, rah, rah. And then they like bang the side of it. And then they like throw the girl in the air and they catch her. They throw the girl in the air and then they catch her. They're holding her like a bowling ball, you know? They're real strong. They can do like these power moves. Molly says a megaphone. No, it isn't. It isn't electronic. You just yell into it. It says you just yell into it and it comes out like that. You know, one of those deals. And they look like athletes. And they are. And these dudes look like athletes, but they also look very gay. These two. These are twinks, and this is outstanding. These two young, beautiful, twinkish dudes are now on the Vikings cheerleaders, and they're not cut from the mold that I was describing to you. They are capturing the essence of women, and I love it. I would love this. Owen doesn't think so. Owen wrote, Owen Schroyer, I guess he's somebody, imagine you buy front row season football tickets and when you sit down, there's some man gyrating right in front of you. Well, yeah, I want that. I love the spectacle of that. I don't have a problem with any of that. Owen here does. I don't know why people have such an issue with that. Let's see. David writes, is this new? Like you said, guys are there throwing girls in the air. Well, no, this is new because these guys are not doing the manly stuff like I just talked about. They're not like the athletic gymnast types throwing the girls in the air. These two guys are dancing, doing all the girly dance moves with pom-pons. Case in point, here is some footage of some of the cool moves that these guys are going to be doing, these two dudes. Here you go. This is a video. Okay, so now you can't look at that and tell me that that is not gender bending. This is a total gender bender maneuver. Owen Schroyer, someone get Schroyer. There's some comments about Schroyer. After Schroyer wrote, imagine you buy front row season tickets and when you sit down, there's some man gyrating right in front of you. And someone wrote, get Schroyer to the fainting couch. Men are dancing. His reaction reminds me of the famous Onion headline, why do all these homosexuals keep sucking my cock? That's hysterical. It took ex-user Gator Gun to smack down Schroyer, who has 371,000 followers and is a real piece of work, with the appropriate comment, Yes, he's blocking your view of the husky man in tights, putting his hands between the legs of the other man in tights. Do you know they shower together after the games, too? And then this guy, Harrison Crank, wrote, it wouldn't be the first time that a man has gyrated his hips at a football game, and plays a video of some guy doing just that, gyrating his hips, hip thrusting during the big football game. So there you go. Now that's okay. 58 doing that, that's fine. But because this guy is twinkish, the manly man doesn't like that. I don't care. I love the spectacle of dudes dancing. And then because the reason why I like it is I like the fact that these insecure men are that ruined by the, I don't like guys dancing. It's like, well, who gives a shit? You know, I don't have a problem with any of that. I probably would have had a problem with, I mean, I'm 55. I would have had a problem with this when I was 35. But I don't have a problem with it now. I just don't care. And too often, dudes do care. I say you make it even more gender bending. Like the gear that this guy is wearing, he needs to be wearing the same thing that this chick is wearing, the halter top and the short shorts. Make no mistake, this guy here, I don't know. I heard they were throwing me. This is more video of the dudes. They're like trolling the fans who have a problem with this.
Let her ride in the forest with me. Oh, she the bank. I'm her boo. And she down to break the
hair whip. Oh, look at the beautiful she lettuce. Gonna go. I'm okay. These are... All right. Now, there's no doubt these guys probably have had a penis in their butt. And I don't care. I love this. Anyone who has a problem with twink action at the goddamn games is an idiot. The name of these dancers are Blaze Sheik and Louis Kahn. It was much too much to bear for a host on the right-wing InfoWars site. That's Owen Schroyer. That's who that is. They don't like that. The Vikings are a bit late to the party for hiring male cheerleaders. This is the first I've heard of it. And when I say male cheerleaders, I mean, like you indicated on the show, David, or on the chat, I have heard of male cheerleaders, but it's different with college guys. Unless if they start adding the whole twink factor where it's men behaving femininely in an effeminate style. Like this delivery, what these guys are doing, very effeminate, the hair whips, the twisting, the dancing. It's definitely of a it's feminine in nature. And I'm here for it. Last season, 7 teams had a total of 18 men on their cheer squads. Some are gay, some are bi, some are straight. The Carolina Panthers also had a trans cheerleader. I remember we talked about that. This person adds, who wrote the article, I don't know how Sheik and Khan of the Vikings identify since I haven't asked. Well, no. I mean, you can only assume that these guys are into dick because of the maneuvers on the field. And I will go out on a limb and say that any dude who dances like those guys danced, that's you got to be gay. It's kind of like it's in the playbook, right? Badger says, how are they covering the meat bulge in skimpy outfits? No, you got to make it more prominent. You want to see the ridge. If I'm coaching the cheerleader team and these two dudes are there, I said, look, before you guys go out, you have to get erect. We need stiff dongs underneath the clothes. You can't actually have a stiff dong while you're doing, with no shorts on. But I want you to 69 underneath the bleachers, and then quickly, just before you're getting ready to jizz, back off, pull the pants off, and then run out there. We need to see stiff dicks in the pants while you're jumping around and doing these maneuvers. That is the only way. Because if the girls are going to be out there with revealing clothing, you know, a cleavage, tight, skimpy gear, you guys, full-on boners, easy demands it. Tyler says, incorporate the dicks into the dance routines. Have them helicoptering while flipping through the air. No, you can't do that, idiot. You can't have them showing the penises while they're dancing. I mean, you have to... If girls are showing cleavage, guys through their clothes like that, you can see the cleavage. Guys need to be able to show stiff dicks. That's a thing that I would actually pay extra for, to see stiff dicks. I mean, it'd be great. And it isn't so much that I'm into stiff dicks. I'm not. I just want it so that right-wing asshole guys are going, oh, it's a stiff cock. I can't see it. That's stupid. Badger says, cheerleader stiff dick limbo. Now, I love this. This is fantastic. And I love that people are uncomfortable with the fact that guys are out there dancing. Rebecca says, I want to see the moose knuckle. You and me both. Why not? And they need to have gay men out there, and they need to have hetero dudes out there who are there to just, I mean, not really getting the whole gender bender thing, just there to do dude meathead stuff. That's why people watch the cheerleaders. It's sexual. So you got gay men, you got straight women, and they should also have lesbian women who, you know, don't have makeup on and have a haircut like Maureen and I. And you have hunky guys who are straight. These are all important things that you should have for the cheerleading teams, in my opinion. Ben Glaze says, why can't people just get comfortable with their own gay sexuality? Exactly. All these guys that protest too much, that's what they're into it. They just are insecure. The Detroit Lions used to be the one team in the NFL that did not have cheerleaders in skimpy outfits. They do now. The Fords didn't like that. And so what they would do is they would bring in high school cheer teams in each corner of the field. So you'd have like Lake Orion in one corner, Frazier High School in the other corner, Bishop Foley in the other corner, and then the fourth one would be Clarkston. And then they'd sit there and just go, yay, go team, go, go team. And they were terrible. As soon as the Fords died, or as soon as Mr. Ford died, they said, all right, this fucking idiot's out now. Let's get some skin in the game. I think the Lions should, not only in addition to the chicks, they should do chicks with dicks, the whole thing. Everything, it needs to be full-on romp fest. And then they're doing like, they're grinding, they're doing scissor maneuvers. It's all sex-based. All right. Badger says, stiff dick ring toss. We could add that to it, no doubt. But again, it has to be, it can't be R-rated. It's got to be PG-13. You know, you can't have, like, nudity. I warned you that I would be lean on the show. I am. So I'm going to do the asshole of the day coming up in just moments. If you have suggestions on the asshole of the day, by all means, I need them. Before I wrap up, though, Thank you to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Buy now, refinance later with the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. You can get into a house. All you need to do is get pre-approved. Reach out to Mario today at 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505 today. Mention me when you call. If you've got trees on your property that are just, okay, they're past their prime, you got to get rid of them, have Kuiper Tree Care get rid of the trees. 616-828-8225. They can do tree removal, stump grinding, tree risk assessment with their 3 certified arborists, storm cleanup, and or tree pruning, tree trimming. That's Kuiper Tree Care. Call or text 616-828-8225. I'll be doing the show with Christian Blatt today at 2 p.m. Who are these broadcasters? You can find it on the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube page. And it goes live at 2 p.m. Today's asshole of the day is the latest pedophile, latest church pedophile. Allegedly. As always, you've been a fantastic audience. Jeremy writes, speaking of sponsors, I reached out to Frank Fuss this morning. Yay, if he doesn't get back to you, let me know. He makes a habit out of that far too much and I have to bust his balls. Okay, that is my time. Thank you so much for being here, folks. As always, I appreciate you for being part of the free podcast and being part of Patreon. If you're like, hey, easy, how do I help the show grow? Go to the sponsors, support the sponsors, and join me on Patreon. You can head over to patreon.com/Eric Zane and sign up to be part of that, and you get the content. You know, I'm not asking you to give me free money, for God's sake. Just support the Patreon. Thank you, folks. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.